I would like to have a dialogue with bin Laden and see. I don't know if it would be possible. But when somebody has an attitude that requires your destruction for their happiness or survival, then you are in a zero-sum conflict. So there are some... That's one of my... I have what some of my students call Deutsch's commandments of conflict. My first commandment is to know what kind of conflict you're in. Okay. There are some conflicts that are zero-sum.
No matter how you cut it, no matter how you look at it.
If you cannot separate, mm-hmm. I mean, there are, in a personal relation, sometimes you cannot separate. But in some relations where I say that my values must dominate the world or dominate you, and I will persist until you're dominated. And I don't want your values to dominate me, or, you know, you don't want your values to be dominated by me. Then you can, you may be in that kind of conflict. If separation is possible, that's probably the best way to handle that kind of conflict. Let people who have that kind of belief, who want to spray their territory with something to kill off gypsy moths, and those who people who don't, if they can do it only there but not here, that's one way of resolving that conflict. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, if it becomes, we have to do it one way everywhere, then it becomes a zero-sum conflict.